Beach at the Reawaken America Tour. This is very exciting for me because I met my guest right now at one of the first Reawaken America tours. And after talking to him for about an hour, I told him that he should run for office. And guess what? He did, and he's winning. And his name is Peter Arianis, and he is from Florida. And I am so happy to have you.
Listen, and I'm happy to be here. I'm so excited. Mel, I can't tell you
how much.
Yes, it's absolutely true. The story, which is funny because you don't even know the whole story. That's what makes me laugh. It's like, yes, it was because of the event. Yes, it's because something you said. But the funny thing is the chain of events that happened after you said that to me. I'm like, I'm not running for Congress. This is crazy. And these people are, no, I'm not doing it. And I thought, all right, let's see what happens. So the whole weekend, during that weekend last year, I'm sitting there in the audience watching this saying, this is so cool. And I thought, okay, what can happen from this, right? And that was it. So then I'm sitting enjoying myself, 10,000 people. I'm waiting to back because I'm enjoying the show. And then these pastors come on, which I didn't expect.
Right.
So when the first pastor comes on and he's saying, we need to start at the roots. We got to do local. We got to be school board and county commission and all that stuff first. And me, I'm thinking, well, yeah, that makes sense. Makes sense. He goes, and you have to be bold. Now, when he said that, at that moment, I looked at the pastor and I'm like, I'm already bold. I'm like, I get in trouble for that, so I'm not going to be more bold. So the pastor looks out like he heard me saying this. And he points to the crowd and he points to me in the crowd. And I'm sitting in the back like, why are you pointing at me? He goes, you need to be like Peter in the Bible and Esther, be bolder. And I thought, oh, why are you? I'm hiding. Like, no, no. I said, all right, fine. I'll be bolder.
Yeah.
And my thought at that point, I was like, wait, there's not wrong to be bolder. I could be bolder. And then a couple of pastors later, they're sitting up there and they're saying, this was, if you feel like this is what you want to do and you're not sure, here, pray with me. I'm thinking, all right, never against prayer. I love prayer, so let's do it. But Lord, if this is what you want me to do, make it so obvious that I can't mistaking it.
Right.
This is where Mel K comes in. Okay. So I'm like, okay. And I said, here, be bold. Here you go. Take it. It's in your hands. I'm not worried about it no more. It's on you.
Right.
Right? Challenge God. Right? God.
I finish. I go back.
I walk in, not a half hour, hour later. I walk into the hotel. And who's there? Mel K.
Right.
Peter, I've been looking all over for you. I talked to my mom and she says she wants you to come speak because I told her you're going to be the next congressman in her district.
Right.
And I looked at her, I go, I never said it was going to be a congressman. And you're like, I'm busy. I got to go. And I thought, what just happened?
Right.
And I look up, I go, that's a coincidence. You can't hold me on that one.
And then what happened?
And then what happened? Say a couple of coincidences. Another coincidence. Another coincidence. Another coincidence. Another coincidence.
And then suddenly you're speaking and you're running.
And I'm running. And the first one I ran for, your mom.
I know.
It was amazing. It was the most amazing. I'm telling you, this has been a fun trip. Everybody who's involved, I'm like, this, I'm going to be having fun with this. I said, if I can't have fun with it, I'm not going to do it.
Right, and we have been having a blast. But even from my mom and other people in the district, I have a lot of friends in that district. You are actually going out there. People are loving you.
Yeah.
You are shaking hands. You know what I've been told? One of your best qualities is you're actually listening to the people.
Yeah.
And I think people really get a genuine person who's not in it to be a politician, who's
sure.
in it because they feel like God is telling them they can make a difference and really help the people. So when you're out there, now Florida's a weird place because there's an attack, I believe, on Florida from the outside. And I talk a lot, there is no left and right. I don't believe Republican and Democrat. There is a uniparty of people that all took contracts or did what they did. They don't want your side or my side changing because then problems.
Yep.
But especially where you are. But I do know that you are getting the people are rising up and really like you.
Yeah.
So when you're talking to people, you're showing up, big, small events. What are people telling you matters the most?
Well, people are starting, they're very upset with how come no one's being held to accountable for their actions.
Right.
And that's justice. That's all about justice.
Law and order, justice.
Yes, we can't have two tiers. Well, you can get away with that, but Joe Blow like me can't, like you're going to jail.
Right.
Like that's crap. We cannot have that. People are pissed.
I know.
You know, I've seen a bumper sticker or whatever you want, a sticker that says, we the people in the constitutional writing are pissed.
Yeah.
And we are. There's a lot of pissed off people. We want you to get this right. We're tired of this.
Yeah.
I talk about we the people being the last last line of defense.
Yeah.
We are the ones that have to step up. I think Trump was trying to tell us that. That, listen, it's not up to him. He's not our savior.
Right.
I love the guy, but right. You know what? He's not our savior. Yeah. We need to save this country. We, the people, our forefathers put this on paper in big letters.
Yes.
We, the people. They're telling us, this is the game plan. This is what you need to do. This is how we do it.
Right.
You step up, do the right thing, and go for it.
Right. And this is what's happening. And I think more and more people are realizing, especially since the 2020 election and the installation of Biden. Now we're watching every single day the, I believe, controlled demolition of America from the inside out on every level. And I believe that as Ron DeSantis is one of the only governors in the country that is really fighting, he needs people to fight with him.
Yep.
And you have Florida is notorious for election fraud, election cheating, even though DeSantis and Trump won there, it's still, you almost had the guy that almost beat DeSantis.
Yes.
Look at who that was. A total criminal.
Yes.
And I believe that there's a mayor in Miami. There's all this stuff going on. And the establishment is really rough in Florida.
Yes.
So what are you seeing? Because I know it's not left or right. I know the GOP is also. As a person, just a normal guy who says, I'm going to do my duty. I'm going to fight for God and country. Did you ever expect it to be as swampy as it is?
It's funny that you should say that. Someone had just asked me just the other day, now that you know what you know, would you do this? I looked at him, I said, if God would have showed me this last year, I would have fought him and said, I am not doing this.
Right.
Because it is dirty.
Yeah.
It is evil. We have had our campaign accounts frozen for random audit.
Strategically.
So I couldn't. And I'm thinking, this was the week that I needed the money to pay for to get on the ballot. I'm like, if they would have stopped that, I would have never been on the ballot.
It happened all over the country. And I believe that it was the GOP. I hate to say it, but it looks like they're one party, but it's happened to every America First candidate that I've supported, including you. And it's either that or there's these large amounts of money that are coming from outside the district, outside of the state, to people that are already swamp creatures that have done nothing for the jurisdiction.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You're 100% sure. Absolutely right. I've seen this even with the people I had. They throw extra people into the race.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Oh,
it's
my
going
God.
On everywhere.
We had 10 people at one point.
Right. And they're throwing in people also that have the exact, what I've seen with my friend that I went to help in Chicago and in Oklahoma City and in California, all three of those races, similar to yours, they brought in a candidate that was almost exactly like the America First candidate, the God and Country candidate like you.
Yeah.
And then they had the exact same message.
Yes.
Similar backgrounds.
Yes.
And then you found out that they were somehow connected contracts or something with the GOP or deep state.
Right.
But they're to divide the...
to try to get votes away. I see it.
Person by person.
Yeah.
Has it happened to you?
Yes, it's happening right now.
Yeah.
I have one person who's opponent, sweetest person in the world. She really is. I have no qualms with her. But every time I watch her talk, I'm like, are you taking everything off
my
website? Like, you're speaking the same exact thing. The difference is, you ever watch the movie Megamind?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, the difference between us, we're both running as Republican candidates. The difference is presentation.
Right.
And she doesn't have any.
Right.
And all of a sudden, people are like, Peter, we like you better because. And I'm like, good. I said, that's how it should be.
Well, how are you going to go speak in front of legislatures and stuff to change anything if you don't know how to present the facts
and
persuade?
Yes.
It's a part of the job is inspiring, persuading, changing minds, pointing out facts. But this is what's happening. I'm telling you, whatever, she might be a nice person, but I would dig into, I will dig into who's funding it, who's pushing it, because this is happening, and it's happening with America First candidates, it's happening with Christian candidates, and it is the message of America First, of family first, country, is being divided in every district where there's a good America First candidate, and I think it's by design. So we're going to look into that before I have you on
next. Of course it's by design.
Yeah.
We're threatening the cabal. They're scared. They don't know what to do.
I know. Now you have a lot of people in your area that I know very well that are backing you, that do have a voice and have been in politics for a long time. Why do you think that they're willing to take a risk on an outsider?
Because the outsider is down to earth.
Right.
He's not fighting. You don't hear me say I. You don't hear that.
Right.
The words that come out of my mouth are, we the people need to work together to change this country. We together. That's how we do it.
That's
you
it.
Guys need to step up. We need to do this together. If I'm not the right candidate, here's something you don't hear from a politician. If I'm not the right candidate, let's find the right one and get him in.
Right, but that's your message and that's real.
Yes.
That's not even that. You're not even saying that to be like, here, I'm humble.
Right. I was like, dude, we need the right one. If it's me, great. If it's not, let's get him in.
But when I originally met you, we were talking before you had your moment with Jesus. We were talking and you were talking. I'm like, and I knew you were in our district.
Yeah.
And I kept saying, you're running. You should run.
Yeah.
Because of the ideas, but it's also common sense.
Yes.
You're not a talking points guy.
No.
Aren't you so sick of the talking points? Don't you want people to just be normal?
Dude, talk. Listen, there's a couple of school board candidates down by us that we work together with.
Okay, great.
Okay?
That's good.
The difference between the ones who are running and the ones who we're working with, and also some state candidates, I have to include them as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, look, when you get in front of people, stop, get rid of your paper and talk from your heart.
Right.
People want to see your heart. Guess what? If you're not telling the truth, they're going to see it. Your heart never lies.
Yes.
You speak from the heart, you can't love. Mel, you know I love you.
I know.
I've been saying it.
Well, I love you.
From the minute I met you.
My mom loves you even
more. Oh, yeah.
My mom's like, have you seen Peter yet? Have you seen Peter? No, but I mean, but these women,
I love you, Mom.
All these,
I love you, Mom.
Thank you.
If I had a choice besides my mom, I would choose yours.
But I'll tell you, when she told me she wanted to start the We the People group, and then like, it was only a few weeks, and at first she had like 6 people, and then 10 people, and then 40 people, and then one time when I came, there was a couple hundred people.
Yeah.
And then this and that. And it's like all these little groups.
Yeah.
And what we're
yeah.
really trying to do and what we have to do is to unite the smaller groups
yes.
into bigger groups.
That's what's happening.
I know.
That's
and my mom
happening.
Said that that's what's happening. Your friend Jane.
Jane
I know.
Yeah.
I have a friend down there, Steve Stern. All these different people are saying, because I'm going to be coming down to Florida.
Yeah. Good,
and
good.
I'm saying we should pull all these small groups together into
yes.
a bigger venue, because the more, and also now you're at another Way Awaken America tour.
Sure.
The truth about these events is that you come here and you were reminded, A, we are the majority,
yes,
okay?
We are.
Because people love God and country,
yes,
the Constitution, the flag, the Bill of Rights, our Judeo-Christian background, all of it, it all comes together here. But you know what? The best part about being here, and I'm sure you get it at smaller events too,
yeah.
for me, is that so many people come up to me that have spent the last couple years
yes.
so alienated, demoralized, feeling like being called conspiracy theorists.
Yeah.
And as everything unfolds, then you get to talk to people, and this happens to you all the time on the
sure.
road, and they really look at you and are like, thank you. You
yeah.
know, I
yeah.
thought I was alone. And then the momentum, the energy. But we don't do these events like you don't do events, so
yeah.
that people come
yeah.
and then leave. We want them to come, be inspired, and leave in
inspired,
action.
In
take action.
Action. Yes, yes.
And I think that's what's really appealing with people in your district. And in my mom is doing a with a couple other people you're aligned with in Florida.
Sure, sure.
I just think people are starting to be like, it's us.
Yes.
It's not some entity that's going to save us. It's us.
No, you're absolutely right. There's a book that I read. I think it's How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Yeah.
That in the book it says somebody needs to hear a message 21 times before they get it.
Yeah, basically.
And I go, well, shoot, I think I'm at like number 17 right now. I was like, listen, we the people working together can change things.
Right.
We the people, meaning you. I'm we the people. You're we the people.
Right.
She's we the people.
Yeah.
That means we are the people.
Right. And I keep saying when people talk about the stolen election, I keep looking at it wasn't stolen from the person. It
right.
was stolen from you.
Us.
You. And you need to value that and understand that and get out there, because you know what? I'm learning too. And the left or right, Republican, Democrat, they're a uniparty. What I am learning is that there are people on the left
right.
that don't like the woke stuff, don't like the extremism, whatever. And they are trying to get in candidates on their side that aren't so extreme and are facing the same exact thing.
Hold on. I'm going to argue with you on that one. I'll tell you why. In Palm Beach, like, I'm out talking to everybody. There's a lot of Democrats there. Right. And I'm not against anybody, because quite frankly, you need to be an American this election.
Matter. Right.
But the one thing that I found with the ones who were staunch, like, we're not going to move. Well, they're getting to the point where they're like, give us a good candidate, we'll vote for him.
Right.
Yeah.
Finally.
They're
but
starting to think
that's
like
that's what we need.
We're not going to admit it because they don't want to admit they're wrong. That's
we're
fine.
Seeing it. We're seeing it in New York City. Too.
Well, we're telling, you know, we're telling people, it's like, look, you have our permission.
Right.
You be as blue as you want going in. But once you get to that ballot box, you vote for your pocket And then when you go out, be as blue as a Smurf again. It doesn't matter.
And the hardest part really is that I didn't realize as much until I started looking into it the last several years, is you have to pick left or right. You might not feel in your heart like you're a Republican or a Democrat in the sense of by definition,
right.
But you don't have a choice.
Right.
And because we just had a primary in New York that was totally corrupt. They didn't even have like Republican ballots at half of the voting places. But I will tell you, people didn't realize in New York, you can't vote in the primary if you're independent. And I thought, well, if you're independent, you should be able to vote
at all. Yeah, exactly.
But it's the opposite. And that's another thing. So it's like, Democrats and Republicans shouldn't be looking at Democrat or Republican. These people had to choose.
You had to choose.
And you're lying closer to that. But right now, I look at you as an America First candidate.
Yeah.
Somebody that's really out there for God and country. And, you know, you're a good guy that just wants people to live free.
Yeah. And you know what's funny? The America First, they're diluting it. And granted, I am. But I'm starting to think, you know what, we need to change something. We're a Constitution First. I like to think I'm a Constitution First candidate because you know what? I love the fact that it says we the people.
I'm glad that you say that. And that's why I told my mom to call our group the We the People group.
Yes, yes,
because,
I love it.
Yeah,
love
because
it.
I'll tell you right now, I say America First and it's not, it doesn't mean the same as maybe everyone else does. What I mean is that we got to save America first.
Absolutely.
We got to protect America first. It is not America. And again, America, we're not, everything that the enemies, the divisions amongst each other are really created by an external force.
Absolutely. It's got to stop.
And that's why I say, I got to think more about that. But I am more of a we the people America.
Yes. Yes.
Because right now, my whole thing is if we don't save America, it doesn't really matter what we're fighting about.
It's going to be terrible later. Yeah, if we don't save, right now's the time. Now's the time we step up.
Right
now's the time we act. That's it. Well, time's run out.
And look at who stepped up. Peter did. And I'll tell you right now, so can you. Because he, even when I called him after, and I was like, so how's it going? And I heard you running. And you're like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm like, yeah. But now all these months later, not only do you know what you're doing, but you're in the lead. And people are really responding. And I think they're responding because you're real.
Yeah.
And it's really important. And I think what you said about speaking from the heart, everyone should be speaking from
the heart.
Everybody
should.
Not if you're a politician. You should say your truth. You should speak from the heart. And you should know what you stand for.
Yes,
and stand
absolutely.
For it proudly.
And stand for it, no matter what. Be unwavering. You stand what you stand for. Be unwavering. That's who you are. You stand by that. People, there's so many weak people in office. They're jelly freaking spines. It's horrible.
Yeah, and they just want to stay there. It's the status quo.
It's terrible.
And they don't want to really do anything. And then we have a whole situation where there's like an entire like bureaucracy and executives that nobody even knows exist.
Oh,
the
sure.
people only think that the elected officials exist. But there's a whole bureaucracy above them, like the elections people. People really need to educate themselves. And we really need to, once you're in there, we got to start cutting jobs.
Oh,
you can't do it in the
about.
Federal government.
Listen,
but the
no, you can. Yes, you can.
Well, it's
we're
a lot
going
harder.
To. It's going to be, I know, but
states,
that's why I'm going.
Yeah, I know. But the states really need to start doing it, too. The federal government, you got to go and fight for the ability to do that.
Well,
the states can do it now. And I think enough people don't realize that there's a lot of people behind the scenes. We know about the deep state and the federal government, but there's a deep state in every state.
Oh, yeah.
And that can be dismantled.
Yes.
And once that's dismantled, then you'll go to D.C. and you'll figure out how to dismantle the bigger one.
Oh, yeah. Well, Trump had an idea. He put something in, and as soon as Biden got in, no, that's no good. Throw it out.
I know.
I'm like,
I know where they could have. There would have been 70,000 people that could not have been fired, able to be fired. That's jobs are unnecessary and a waste of money.
Yes, absolutely.
And
I couldn't agree with you more.
And you threw it out.
Listen, I worked for the federal government. I worked for FEMA.
I know.
And I thought, and I'm working in the private sector all those years.
I know.
I got in. I'm like, oh my God, you guys are wasting so much money.
I know.
I'm a taxpayer, a legitimate taxpayer. I'm like, what the heck is going on? Now I love the job I was doing. I love the fact that I can help all these people, you know. But when I saw it, sometimes I kept thinking, like, how do they get away with this? And we can't fire anyone?
That's why.
Oh, my goodness.
Right. Term limits you got to fight for up
Heck
there.
Yeah, man.
Big time.
Absolutely.
Because the only reason there's no term limits is because they don't want anyone talking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know? So, tell them where they can find you.
All right, guys. Listen, it's going to be simple. I have one website. You can go to arianas2congress.com, which is great, but sometimes you can't spell it, so I made it easier, okay? It's FL, like Florida, CD22, okay? Meaning Florida, FL, CD, like congressional district, or CDs like we put in that we don't use anymore, okay? And 22, which is one more than blackjack, so this way you know, okay, FL, CD, 22.com. Go there, take a look. You got questions, send them to me. You want to support, do it. But I'm gonna leave you with one last thing. A lot of you are looking at this saying, like, how are we gonna change the country? There's only two things you could do. Only two things you could do. One, you gotta volunteer. I'm not asking for volunteers, although I would like them. You need to go out there and find people you wanna support and make it happen with them.
Right.
The rest of us, like me, who I was traveling all the time, couldn't volunteer. I went into my pocket. So you guys need to go into your pocket and give something and help somebody. Somebody you think is the right person.
Right.
I'm not saying send it to me. I'm saying you find the right person. I have donations because I teach this. I live by it. Like, I don't care if it's a dollar.
Right.
A dollar will help somebody, but not just that. By $1, what that says is, look, this is all I can give. The Bible talks about how the rich man gave thousands of dollars, but the little old lady only gave two coins. Who gave the most? She gave everything with those two coins.
Right.
Guess what? Every time I get a dollar, a donation, the first thing goes through my mind, this is our lucky dollar.
Right.
This is gonna not only benefit me, but it'll benefit them as well.
Right.
So know that there's only two ways, volunteer or support.
Yeah.
Once you do that, that's your job in this country. Or listen, find an office that you can run for and do it.
Right.
That's
right,
it. That's
right.
The only thing you can do.
Yeah, and believe me, 2 years ago, this guy never in a million years would have thought that he...
Never. I had a good life. I was happy.
Yeah.
It was just, and now it's like, oh my God, what did I do?
No, it's the best.
But it's still the best
you're
time
gonna
ever.
You're going to win, and you're going to be such a hero for
Thank
me,
you so
for
much.
Everyone. Well, it's also my family lives
there.
So
yes,
hello, Florida 22. Peter Arias, he's your guy. Thank you so much. And please
thank
come
you.
On soon
thank
onto
you.
The Mel Kay Show.
Absolutely.
And
you know
let's
I will
catch
anytime.
Up.
Absolutely.
Okay. Oh, God,
thank you so much.
My mom's going to be so happy. Say hi to my mom.
How you doing? How you doing, Mom? I'm loving you.
Thanks, guys. Guys, I've been warning for months and months about the World Economic Forum and the private Western Central Bank rate reset. On top of that, the ESG proposed by Larry Fink and BlackRock, which is the CCP social credit score tied to the central bank digital currency, which would end privacy and autonomy for all free people on planet Earth. Just recently at the World Economic Forum, these people got together and decided that not only will they have a central bank digital currency, but that it will be tied to a universal ID that every person on the planet would have to receive. This ID would track and trace everything from your financial life to your health records, to your social justice, to your environmental footprint, to everything that you can imagine, your business, your expenditures, your groceries, everything that you do in life would be monitored, tracked, and traced by these people in Davos. If they can get away with it. I don't believe they can, because we the people and God Almighty have the power. You have to make the moves today. Invest in silver and gold and other hard assets. Get your money into small banks, credit unions, and savings and loans that are local and benefit your local community. And start preparing in your home with supplies and whatever you need going forward. We the people and God Almighty will save this planet. But that means we have to take action steps to walk away from the central bank digital currency and their planned great reset. Do that today, please. God bless you and your family, and God bless and save America and all free people on planet Earth. No matter what, God wins, but we need to make the moves now. Please visit our friend Andrew and his team at Beverly Hills Precious Metals at melkgold.com. That's melkgold.com. I don't always talk about why I decided to partner with Mel Kay Superfoods, but I have a good friend of mine. You guys know her too, Ann Vandersteel. We were at an event and I'm looking at her thinking, what did you do different? She's glowing. She's so full of energy. And she told me about this amazing program. I didn't know. I just knew that I had seen her a month before, and a month later, she's on this program. And I said, I want whatever she's doing, whatever she has. And I got involved with Superfoods. I learned about it. You've seen my friend Raven on here before. She is an organic farmer who's very involved in the company. Really broke down for me how special these products are, where they come from, and what they could do. And within a short period of time, I felt like I too was feeling like I had an extra amount of energy. I felt that I was internally feeling like I had more digestion. I used to have different kinds of digestive issues. They all kind of went away. I didn't notice my hair, my nails, my skin. It all was improving. And the only thing that I had done was I added superfoods to my daily regimen. And that has been a total game changer for me in so many ways, including It is an excellent weight loss program if you are looking to lose weight, which I was when I first started, and you continue to maintain. And it's a completely regimented, easy to follow, results-oriented program, but then it becomes a part of your lifestyle. At this point, it is, to me, like a part of waking up and going to work is also using my superfoods and doing my regimen. And I look forward to joining you guys on your journey to health and fitness, as I'm on my journey to health and fitness. And we could not recommend it more. This is something that I really love and has really, really enhanced my life and my lifestyle. Go to MelKSuperfoods.com and join me in supercharging our wellness journey and living our best, healthiest lives ahead.
Hey, Patriot Pals, Rob Reilly here. One of the most important things Mel and I do in this war between good and evil is traveling the country, meeting fellow patriots like yourselves. We share stories, resources, gain new tools, make new friends, and get activated to take back our freedom for God and country. Go to themelkshow.com events and come join us. You will have an amazing experience and be reinvigorated to stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. As always, God wins. See you there.